other people could certainly go, but when the propaganda newsreels were running, they showed these enormous white luxury liners headed off to a tour of the fjords of Norway. It would always be, the scene would always be workers, simple workers' families or peasant families off on a vacation tour that in the previous Weimar era or in, even in Imperial Germany, they could never have afforded. The Nazis also sought to change forms of address, to use the term Volksgenosse, people's comrade, to replace status-based forms. German society was really hidebound in terms of forms of address. So there was Herr Professor Doctor, Mr. Professor Doctor so-and-so. And one saw this all the way down, Herr Diplom Ingenieur, an engineer with degree. This was all to go under the National Socialist regime. People would be identified simply as a Volksgenosse. This didn't catch on. But the Nazi, this was part of their appeal. They believed that everyone should have a radio. All Germans should have access to a radio, in part so that they could listen to the state speeches from Goebbels, from Hitler, and so on. So that cheap radios were produced. What were they called? The Volksempfänger, the people's receiver, quite literally, but the Volksradio. A bit later on, they embarked upon a project which didn't come to fruition during the Third Reich that was announced and people began making payments for it, was that every German ought to have a car. The design was made, and the car that was designed with some input from Hitler, one we don't know exactly how much, was the Volkswagen. The Beetle was created during the Third Reich. It was the people's car. Everything was Volks, Volks, Volks. To add Volk as a prefix was so much of Nazi. The positive side of Nazi propaganda. As I said, official Nazi reality was relentlessly upbeat. There were no more clashes on the street between communists and Nazis. There were no more bread lines. The unemployed would be drafted into the National Socialist Labor Front. Law and order had been reestablished, political stability restored, political oppression certainly, but stability, and economic recovery. For the first 2 years of the regime, there was not a lot of economic recovery. It is really the beginning of German rearmament in 1935 that jumpstarts the German economy. But the Nazis in Germany benefited from a whirlwind of activity. They were trying things. They were doing things, whereas the old Weimar regime always seemed to find a reason not to do things, that, well, this wouldn't work, or if you raise taxes, this will happen. The Nazis said, we're going to make something work. There's going to be a triumph of the will. Even if it doesn't seem to make sense, we'll make it work. So that for 2 years, they, as the Depression slowly eased, the Nazis seemed to have, at least were doing something to try to revive the economy. And after 1935, their success was quite striking as they began to rearm, reintroduce conscription, and so on. Unemployment then was dramatically reduced after 1936 with the coming of what was called the four-year plan, inaugurated in 36, to prepare Germany to be economically self-sufficient in the event of war by 1940, 41, 42. The regime's prestige at home was also greatly increased by Hitler's foreign policy triumphs, especially after 1935, a topic that we will talk about in our next lecture. One of those foreign policy triumphs, I hasten to add at this juncture, however, were the Olympic Games in Berlin in 1936. Americans continue to see the Olympic Games of 36 as dominated by Jesse Owens and his marvelous performance there. But the Olympic Games in 36, despite Jesse Owens, this African-American's great victories in track and field events, were not an embarrassment to the National Socialist regime at all. Quite on the contrary, they were a great public relations victory, in part also, because the Germans won the 1936 Olympics. They didn't win the track and field events, which the Americans dominated, but they did win on overall points. In addition, the world had come to Berlin. The world came calling to Germany. This was a far cry from the dark days of the Weimar Republic, when Germany had been this weak pariah nation. So if one thinks about why the German people were, in addition to the terror, the repressive side of things, the positive side of the regime was relentlessly emphasized, and also one has to see it in the context of very, very successful foreign policy initiated by the Nazis after 1933 that we'll talk about.